Appendix C. Individual Training. Overview. Individual training ensures individuals are proficient and ready to fight. Individual training occurs in the institutional, operational, and self-development training domains. CAR 350-1 and the Army Training Network, ATN, at https://atn.army.mil for training domains. Nesting individual tasks to battle tasks. Units and individuals cannot train everything due to mission requirements and limitations in time and resources. Prioritizing individual tasks and nesting these to battle tasks ensure the tasks that individuals train support the collective tasks trained at higher echelons. At the lowest unit echelon, such as platoon, squad, team, and crew, non-commissioned officers, NCOs, ensure battle tasks nest to the individual tasks soldiers train. Given the unit mission, time, and resources, NCOs select those individual tasks and battle drills that prioritize and focus soldier training. When practicable, NCOs select high payoff tasks that support more than one battle task. Soldier skills and proficiencies. The skills and proficiencies soldiers train are the foundation to unit-level collective training. Proficient soldiers enable their units to execute more complex collective tasks. Individual proficiencies form the basis for higher unit proficiency. NCOs prioritize individual training to the tasks that support small unit battle tasks. In this way, unit mission essential tasks nest to battle tasks, and ultimately nest to individual tasks. Soldier training is broad in scope. It ranges from training warrior tasks and battle drills, military occupational specialty, MOS skills, as well as weapons qualification for individual, crew-served, and platform weapons proficiency. Unit NCOs and commanders continually train, track, and maintain these soldier proficiencies to ensure the unit can perform its tasks to accomplish its mission. Individual tasks. An individual task is a clearly defined and measurable activity accomplished by a single person. Soldiers train individual tasks, both common and MOS. They are the lowest behavior or action in a job or duty that is performed. Individual task training and evaluation outlines, T&EOs, provide the detail of task performance and evaluation. Individual training. Individual training consists of Army Warrior Training, Individual Critical Task Training, Individual and Crew Served Weapons, Holistic Health and Fitness, known as H2F, to include mental fitness and physical training. Army Warrior Training. Army Warrior Training consists of training select individual tasks and battle drills. Warrior tasks and battle drills, also referred to as WTBDs, enhance a soldier's individual readiness to fight on the battlefield. Warrior Tasks. These individual tasks are common tasks for all soldiers, regardless of MOS. Soldier Training Publications, listed as STPs, available at the Army Publishing Directorate website, provide descriptions and details of these tasks. Battle Drills. Battle drills are tasks, individual and collective, designed to teach a soldier or a small unit to react and survive in common combat situations. A platoon, squad, team, or crew performs these actions when initiated by a predetermined cue, verbal or visual. Battle drills are performed instinctively. They require minimal leader direction and have little to no notice. When initiated, they are considered vital to the success of the combat operation or critical to preserving life. Examples include tactical combat casualty care, react to contact, establish security at the halt, and react to ambush. Individual critical task training. Individual critical task training consists of MOS tasks by skill level, 1 through 4. MOS training ensures soldiers achieve and sustain proficiency in their particular MOS. Soldiers and NCOs refer to soldier training publications by MOS and skill level. If there is no soldier training publication published for specific MOS skills, soldiers can find tasks on the MOS Individual Critical Task List, known as ICTL, posted on the Central Army Registry website. Individual and crew-served weapons. Soldiers train the individual and crew-served weapons they are assigned. Weapons qualification standards are published in the system's training circular, available on the Army Publishing Directorate website. Other types of individual tasks. In addition to Army warrior tasks and critical tasks, individuals or elements perform other type tasks. These are leader tasks, opposing force, Op 4 tasks, staff tasks. Leader tasks. Leader tasks are those tasks specifically performed by leaders. They are organized by skill level at echelon. For example, captains and company first sergeants may perform the same tasks. Leader tasks are identified with LDR in the task number. An example of a leader task is 150-LDR-5012, conduct troop leading procedures. Opposing force tasks. Op 4 tasks are collective tasks that replicate the actions and activities a threat force would perform during an operation. While most Op 4 individual tasks mimic those of U.S. soldier tasks, some Op 4 counter tasks do require unique supporting individual tasks. For example, emplacing an improvised explosive device, operating as a member of an insurgency cell, and executing a terrorist attack. Op 4 tactics and capabilities representing global peer hybrid threats are described in TC-7-100. Staff tasks. Staff tasks are individual tasks performed by a unit staff member. Staff tasks are specified on the tasks T and EO. Individual task standards. Standards for individual tasks are found in the tasks T and EO. Individual task T and EOs consist of task title, conditions, performance steps, and measures. These are developed and published by branch proponents. Individual tasks are available on the Army Training Network, ATN, at https://atn.army.mil.